Cool Nerd Weed Show. That's Jess.
And that's Sasha.
We are on Adobe Radio. Adobe Radio. Oh, what a great year we've had on Adobe Radio. Truly. It's been a good year for us. We got a billboard.
Yes, we got billboards. You got huge billboard.
With my best Adobe Radio buds. Yeah, it was a good year. I enjoyed this year for us and Adobe Radio. We're the Cool Nerd Weed Show, by the way, just so you know. And we have been doing silly shows since we kind of started around like the fall, winter of whatever year it was, like 10 million years ago,
Was it?
Well, it was like when legalization.
2017, 18?
Whenever it went legal. Well, right before it went legal. Remember?
Yes. Right before Prop 64 happened in California.
Yeah. So it's been a great time and we're very happy to be here. And, you know, everybody's doing their year end. I have chips all over my face. I just shoved a giant chip in my face right before we went on it. Hope that's on Zoom because it was gross.
I can see it from here.
No, can you stop?
HD. HD.
For real?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, God. I am a wreck. But yes, what a great year we have had. So this is probably going to be a cranky show. I just wanted to like be positive on the, like from the jump because I feel like the whole show is going to be a little huffy puffy.
One giant huff and puff.
Yeah.
Probably. I think you're right. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I should just play the huff and puff opening for the whole show. I just get a soundboard and play
it. It's the beginning huff and puff. With Tia and Sasha.
I love the show Huff and Puff. The opening huff and puff. Oh man, we've been laughing at each other's dumb jokes today a lot. We're bi-coastal, by the way. I don't know if you can tell.
Everybody's working from home still.
Yeah, well, it's the holidays too, so I'm in New Jersey for the holidays and I'll be back in California by the new year. By the new year, but so we'll have one more show before the new year. And we'll do our countdown of sorts or whatever. I don't know what you want to do for the new year. I feel like we should do something.
We'll review 2021.
We did that last year. I don't remember what countdowns.
Yeah, we were all the brands that we smoked. We were like reviewed them all.
We want to do a New Year's show. We should just say it on this show so that we can hold ourselves accountable because here's what happened. And this is a true story, apparently. We were doing our New Year's show last year, apparently. And I don't remember that. I do remember this like a tiny little bit, but it like is a dream in my mind. We talked about doing a New Year's show. Now this is like either like fucking brilliant on your part, but also like, oh, what? Like what happened? Like you put it in your calendar.
I did.
That was probably your idea. You love putting stuff in your calendar. You're like big on that, which is good because then you're reminded to do it. I didn't even remember we had the conversation, but you said you saw it. You were just like,
yes, it popped up in my calendar, and I was like
we were gonna like organize it, pitch it to Adobe, or like you know do it for ourselves too. Like we were just gonna do it for whatever, and we were gonna hope like maybe all of our Adobe friends could come on. We were gonna like do a whole thing. We try and use the studio and like throw a little party for our Adobe people and like or the weed community and/or. I think that was the idea to make it like New Year's Rockin' Eat.
Exactly. Like,
the nerds. But we forgot.
New Year's.
We straight up forgot.
Eve.
Like I think that's really funny for some reason. Like I laughed a long time about it last night. I was like, "That's a good idea, man." Last year, we were really on top of shit.
I'm gonna put it in the calendar again for next year.
I support that, and we said it on the show. So, you know, any of our Adobe families listening, just remind us that we said that we said
you
this.
Promised us a 2022 New Year's
2022.
Eve.
And who knows? The world might be on fire or not, or we'll be all be better and healthier and richer and more stable, and our children will be ready to go into a better world, and the Cool Nerd Weed Show will have a New Year's Eve show. That's what I'm going to manifest.
I love where your head's at.
Thanks. Okay. So now that we got all that out of our systems. Okay. So I'm in New Jersey, as I have mentioned. I thought, and I did say this with my face last year, that New Jersey... Oh, follow us on Twitter at Cool Nerd Weed and everywhere else, Cool Nerd Weed Show. You should know that by now. But, it, you know, I don't mind saying it. All of New Jersey, I thought for sure would have so many dispensaries. I thought there was going to be, you know, like on every thoroughfare, I thought New Jersey was going to have it together. And still, there is no weed at all. And also... there's people still like in different parts of New Jersey, like actively against weed, even in the medical sense.
Yeah, this is crazy. Word. New Jersey voted overwhelmingly to legalize cannabis. Was it 70% voted?
Like overwhelming. Over a year ago.
Over
when
yes,
elections were happening.
Over a year ago. And now it's coming out that nobody wants any sort of facility in their neighborhood. There's like a lot of communities have opted out. This is in the, so a whole bunch of residents from the Alexandria Township, a rural community in Hunterdon.
Oh dear.
Hunterdon County.
I don't even know where the fuck that is. Where is that?
Attended a township committee meeting on December 8th to voice their concerns about a proposed medical marijuana facility.
This part of New Jersey. Okay. No, I didn't make that noise. I didn't make that noise on the show about New Jersey. No,
where,
I did not.
What part is it? I would.
Oh my.
What, like.
It's like by Princeton-y, Bethlehem, I guess. I don't know. I've spent zero negative time there. I'm from West New York. This is very far from me. There's lots and lots of highways to get. I mean, it's not that far, but it's pretty far. It's in the western section of New Jersey. It's western.
Okay. Western New Jersey.
On the way to Pennsylvania. And that's not where I hang out, but... I'm sure it's lovely. I'm not talking badly about it. I'm sure it's a lovely little town, but what the fuck? Why are we, there's some shit in this article. It's on newjersey.com too. So, I mean,
there's a lot of things in this article
that's making me insane. Like how they're worried the odor is going to like make their children high or something.
Yeah,
like, this is reefer madness. This
totally,
is why
totally.
Are in the position we're in, and I just have to like be very adamant about saying this is ridiculous. I have to like, I don't care, your opinion is wrong. And I don't like to say that because no opinions are wrong. You're entitled to whatever you want in your personal life, but you're restricting safe access for New Jerseyans. And for what? Because you have some weird like adverse response to the smell of weed. Get the fuck over it. You live in a society where people fucking exist.
This
shit.
Okay. So I have some questions about this.
Huh?
What's that?
Sorry. Are they banning cigarettes? Are cigarettes banned in Hunterdon County?
Oh, I doubt it.
Smoke cigarettes.
You can probably smoke cigarettes anywhere. This is concerning a grow. They want to put a giant medical marijuana facility in this township. Are they talking outdoor facility? Is it indoor facility?
Probably indoor. I mean, I don't think I don't think the pastures of New Jersey are like prime. Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they are. I honestly don't know.
I mean, they probably have it. If you plan at the right time out in New Jersey, you could probably get at least one. You could get like one harvest in. I don't know what kind of greenhouses. It is cold.
You know,
There's
I don't
ways
know.
To do
I don't.
It.
I don't know.
So
it might actually be like prime at some points in time.
During
it is the Garden
during,
State
during certain times of the year. But right? Let's just say it's an indoor facility.
Garden State. Yeah, it's an indoor
facility. They're building in this rural area. There's probably cheap land. They can build a huge state-of-the-art medical cannabis facility indoors. Odors will be controlled.
Yeah.
Odor's not an issue.
We you know, even by. If it was like a big old farm, like, wouldn't that be cool? Oh, man. But like.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, even if it was a big old farm, like, it's just. It's not going to like. It's. I don't know.
So people are concerned about traffic.
The odor thing triggers me. The odor thing makes me.
Yeah.
I turn into the Joker because I'm just like. We live in a fucking shared world. You know what I mean? Like, everybody cares about themselves in their own backyard. And, like, you're restricting safe access to people, and it's fucked up.
It is the old not in my backyard syndrome that anytime anybody wants to do anything.
I love the sunsets. I want to be able to enjoy the sunsets and not worry about living or not living because of greed.
Are you fucking shitting me? I mean, you look at this picture. It's all older
people.
That's
how I see this. It's greed. What the fuck are you even talking about? What are you even talking about? What? Jim, what in the Jim Barnes, that's his name, I think, are you fucking talking about? You're fine. You'll be fine. You existing next to weed, you're going to be okay, Jim. It's going to be okay. Your kids will be okay. Your fucking farm will be okay. Your truck will be okay. Your school will be okay. Your water will be okay. In fact, you'll have so much money. There'll be so much money coming in and
into
out of
your
town.
Community.
It's going to
yes.
be legal and taxed.
In this
Don't you understand?
In this small town, a large facility will create hundreds of jobs. Just in this rural community, you're going to create hundreds of jobs there. People are worried about traffic and odors. This guy lives 200 yards. That's pretty fucking far in my, well, there's like 5,000 people that live within 200 yards of me.
Seriously. Like,
but I don't want to walk out my door and worry about the air,
the air.
Drink okay. water and worry again, about the water.
This does trigger me again because I have gone through so much with my weed smoke and various, well, just the one apartment where I live in LA. And it's been like, I mean, a battle that I wound up, knock on wood, like winning. But like, I do listen to my music loud. I do like punch a boxing bag and I do smoke weed. These are things that probably impede on others' convenience, right? If you don't smoke weed, you smell weed. You don't love it. You don't box all the time. You don't like the sound of it for 15 minutes. I get it. But also, I'm living around people who are smoking cigarettes. I get major migraines from cigarettes, who are cooking fucking onions. I also get migraines from onions in the hallways. Am I going to knock on their door and be like, please don't cook those onions. You've just triggered a migraine. I hear dogs. I hear music. I hear sirens. I live in a city. And I personally, in my life, have never complained about something that is around me. I'm also that kind of person. But if it is something that's a level of like, that's not a level of concern of safety, I don't fucking care. I don't care what you do 200 yards from me. I don't care. If you're not hurting anybody, I don't care. I don't care. I'll deal with it. If I know that you smoke cigarettes at a certain time of day, I'll move the fuck away from the window. I'll close the windows. I'll get an air purifier. I exist in the world.
These people said, okay, so they're complaining about odors.
Am I wrong?
But New Jersey has the highest threshold for odors set by the state is so high.
Have you ever been here? Have you ever been in this state? Have you ever taken a deep breath in this motherfucking state? Oh, have you been here maybe just last week by the Hudson goddamn river when I thought maybe I was like, did you just shit yourself in my bed? Like, what? Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I had to like close the window. It's disgusting.
That was not me. That was the air.
Like, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm choking right now.
And
like,
if anything that foul ever came out with me, I'd go get a colonoscopy immediately.
You know, I was like, are you okay, bro? Like that is New Jersey. It smells quite noxious here. If you're upset about the weed plant, like, I'm sorry. You're in the wrong state. Like New Jersey, I don't know, man. Your priorities are messed up. And I have to, I don't like being this firm on another person who I don't know. I don't know his circumstances. I don't like judging. Again, like I said, I exist in a world where I'm sure I do things that not everybody loves. And if I can be respectful, I will. If you want me to blow my smoke out the window, I will. Just let me smoke. You know what I mean? I can respect you. You can respect me. We have boundaries. We live in the fucking world as a species. You know what I'm saying? And if weed betters the greater good in the world, which it absolutely fucking does, and we know that for a fact, and it's a plant that we know we need to know more about, it's at least a plant that provides medicine and relief to a lot of people. And you're here talking about, I don't want to smell it from 200 yards away. My Girl Scout troop is going to fucking smell it. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
This facility is going to pollute, be such a gross polluter. Have you been to Newark? Have you been to Trenton?
My dad worked on the New Jersey Turnpike. I will tell you about gross smells when there's like rotting corpses in the marshes. Like, trust me, it is not like it's. You have other things to worry about in New Jersey other than the weed smell. We actually have to take a break. But I will start repeating myself. That's why I said that. Because this makes me angry. This makes me angry in my heart and my soul. Get it together, New Jersey. This town has the right to do what it wants to do. That's how these laws get passed. There's places in LA that feel the same way. I just don't like to see it. It just upsets me. That's all.
Yeah, they're most of their concerns are really unfounded, in my opinion.
It's a stigma. It's a stigma that
it is a total stigma. Total stigma.
And it's not just limited to New Jersey, but it is worse here because they passed a law that hasn't even been touched yet, and they're already like, no medical cannabis. It doesn't make sense, and it pisses me off. And that was my editorial on that. So we're going to take a break. Did you want to say anything else about it?
I'm done with New Jersey.
I got mad. Oh, don't be done with New Jersey. I love you, New Jersey. I love you, blah, blah, blah. This is why I get so mad. I freaking love you, New Jersey.
Get it together.
It's why I'm in you. It's why I will never leave you. Just fucking stop. Like, stop fucking around. Okay, we're going to probably play East Coast, Fuck You, and be right back.
The nerds will be right back. It's never too late to join the sesh.
And we're back.
It's a cool nerd we joke. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
We're on Adobe Radio. Crazies. It's almost the end of the year. All that jazz. You know, we just wanted to do a little editorial on the state of things. I don't know. It's been an interesting year because, you know, weed went legal in like a lot of states in the last few years, really. It's been a rolling thing. Like that's why we started the show because it's, you know,
cannabis it's been is trending everywhere.
Hashtag trending. Hashtag cannabis. Yet we still see, you know, we, you more, but me also. We were kind of in California during a time when it wasn't, quote unquote, like adult use or like approved by the government to be sold and taxed in a legal market, I guess, during a medicinal era, during the Prop D era. And people who were in that era were even in weed longer than that before anything was made into law. Or anything was official or anything was okay. California, states like California, and I would assume Washington and Colorado. I feel like California, I think probably the mostest, right? Has like culture. That's what we're going to talk about.
Yes. The cannabis culture in Colorado. I'm sorry.
I don't know those things. You tell. Do you know those things?
Yeah. If you're talking about like the states where cannabis culture originated, it's, I would say California and the West Coast, a little bit of Oregon, Washington,
into the mainstream,
and then in Colorado for sure had their cannabis culture.
And they do. Absolutely. They still do. They South Park, like, very much comments on that. So that's a big, it's all different, you know what I mean? All different, but the same.
When I was touring and needed to, I lived in LA, so I'd bring a little with me. And then, you know, you're going to run out eventually. You're on tour for fucking a month and a half at a time. And so I'd know, okay, we're stopping in Denver halfway through, or Colorado Springs. And we're like, okay, cool. Denver's got the kind bud. And I knew I could get that sticky, icky green in Colorado for
sure.
So
had it, during those times, had it been medicinal yet? Or you just knew it was, that was the delivery service?
It was like, I knew
just
people.
Reliable Colorado. So they had, they did have a pretty deep culture.
Yeah.
New York has, that's interesting too, because there's like long before Colorado made it into law officially, they had a culture. They had a accepting come through here for the connect culture.
Oh yeah, for sure. And then, you know, I'd go through Portland and always be able to find some nice Oregon greenery in around Portland. Like Seattle was a little weird because they had all the Canadian weed would come down, and it was like very commercial. The old oh, beasters, as they call it, the BC bud.
How'd you do on the East Coast?
On the East Coast, we either did like
up here.
In New York, we had, it was like delivery service, or somebody I knew that had a delivery service, or,
New York is delivery service for sure.
You know, you weren't sure if you were actually getting an eighth, but you got something and it was sticky and it was decent.
Yeah, measurements were left up to the dealer.
Exactly. And it was a dime bag.
Or, you know,
if it was green and sticky, you were happy and didn't really care what you paid for it. New Jersey, have to rely on some friends. It was fairly decent quality. Massachusetts, Boston. Yes. Never found anything in Boston.
Tell me about Massachusetts, because this relates to why we're talking about hashtag culture, because you have a story that goes with this.
I do. So getting to Boston, I was never able to find anything in Boston proper until I linked up with the Bostones.
Well,
they you know, they're obviously well connected in the Boston community. But then, you know, I'd go to Worcester, because we'd always do a show in Worcester.
Worcester.
And, you know, picked up the worst cannabis in Worcester.
You didn't tell me that. Yeah.
Straight up Mexican brick dirt weed.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I should have just passed. No. I should have known from the price and the quantity. They're like, it's $60 for a half ounce. I'm like, sure. And I'm like, oh, dude.
Oh, man.
What did I do?
Super burny on your lungs.
Totally.
Seeds and.
So I came through. We had someone come through the office, and they were from Massachusetts, and they said that they were first. They asked me for an industry discount, which you know, I wish I could give. So I'm like,
We used to do that. That was a thing we used to do. It was nice.
It wasn't like the employee discount, but we give you a little break.
It was a little chunk
and
being in the biz, because in California, also there's code. You know what I mean? There's being, you know, and I I experienced the tail end of it, but there's like pretty deep weed roots. When you work in weed, you just kind of like form bonds with people, you like in a different way. It's just, I don't know. There's like a compassion element to it. And no matter what, like, no matter what walk of life that you run in, you share this, like, this ability to grow weed, to sell weed, to talk about weed and to love weed and to like respect it. So I feel like California has that like pretty, like a pretty like deep rooted, I don't know,
the deep rooted culture and appreciation for and just the plant.
Like low key, no words need to be spoken about it. Like acceptance for it. The culture is a culture, you know, like it's like very, when you think of California, you very much think of weed, you know, that you think of Massachusetts.
When I think Massachusetts, I'm thinking about that.
Thinking Rick Weed.
About that time in Worcester.
Which was packed.
Which was, you know, packed with seeds and stems.
With seeds and stems and dirt and just all of the lungs, which you get in New York and New Jersey from time to time, but not if you know the right people. But yes, but this is, so your guy comes in.
He comes
and
through.
Said, I want a discount from the industry, which we used to give because, like I said, we look out for each other, right? We watch each other's back.
Absolutely.
No matter what. So, and yeah, like, we don't do that anymore, though, because Prop 64.
And, yes, Prop 64, taxes, et cetera, et cetera. So this...
I just went on and on about how on and good on the and culture on. Is, and I'm like, well... That was fun. I did, but for experiencing it for a little bit, I at least got to experience it and you got to like basically create it. So that was pretty cool. Glad you got to do that. Thanks. So anyways,
this dude comes through and I'm like, oh, so you're in the industry because you asked me for the industry discount. Hmm. And he's like, yeah, I'm from Massachusetts. I work in a cultivation. I'm like, dude, okay. I've got so many questions for you. Well, he had a shit ton of questions for me too.
Well, that's good.
It was good. Yeah, no, it was, I was, you never know what you're going to get, what kind of interaction you're going to get. And I don't bud tend that often, but I was like, okay, this is cool. I'm going to take this opportunity to ask questions. And the dude was really grilling me about strains and genetics and things. And, like all the new strains, I'm like, oh man, I know all the strains, all the basics, but there's like some new, like Red Runts.
There are.
I'm smoking
now.
What the fuck is Red Runts? I don't know. I'm gonna have to look it up.
And a lot of these things are like crosses of crosses,
and everything's like a cookie or a cake, and
right.
and a runt, and and then there's like the OGs, and there's a million OGs, and. I'm like, dude, I can look up anything you want, but I got some questions for you. I like, how is the Massachusetts scene? And he said to me, you know, it's coming along, but the culture of cannabis is not there, and it was never there. So they're kind of building and learning. People are becoming more acceptable. So okay. They don't have the deep roots of the culture of cannabis in Massachusetts, but you know, you see, and there's, I think there was a cannabis cup there recently.
Maybe, oh, there was.
Maybe, mm-hmm. They're doing the festivals, they're doing the seshes, and things are happening and people are becoming more involved, and the culture will develop its own, become its own animal, possibly, you know, mimic what's going on in other parts of the country, but it'll develop its own cannabis culture in the next several years. Possibly its own strains.
That'd be cool.
You know, what's, when you look to see what people are smoking around, I think you can look it up and like, what's the most popular strain in Colorado
by region
and what's happening. I do that from time to time and I'm like, damn, people are still smoking Blue Dream. In Colorado, like that's the number one strain. Like,
doesn't surprise me. Yeah, I think because like you know, people just kind of don't know where to start, and they just want to like start with something that sounds familiar.
For sure,
because things, you know, things are advancing pretty quickly. Well, it's interesting to me that somebody who's like from there is saying that because like he doesn't really I think know what to compare it to, but he still knows. You know, oh, yeah. Like, it's like, I think that's what makes weed so different from a lot of other industries is that you kind of can't like suck the soul out of it as much as you think you can. I think just like government and in companies and big money and all that crap. I think corruption, you know, that was a thing in Massachusetts. And it's a thing in California. It's a huge thing in California. Don't get me wrong. We're not fucking.
We're no like, saints over here. Wrong.
There's a lot that went down at the Cup recently. I don't know if you saw. I think it was on Beer Bros. It was like there was like some mom and pop shops that got like shut down at the Cup for some because they were like kind of on everybody's like asses for like everything.
At
like,
the Emerald even, Cup. Like,
yeah. That's
the
just,
recent one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And people were like. If you just saw somebody give somebody a backpack, like they would search it, like the DCC was there or something. So like it's, you know, there's still some corruption and there's going to be a lot of obstacles for any company or any like industry. It's just that like interest. It's interesting to me that somebody who doesn't really even quite know the culture knows that like whatever Massachusetts has is not it yet, which how could it be? Because time hasn't really passed enough yet. And it didn't have a culture to begin with, right? Like a weed culture to begin with. Massachusetts,
yeah,
pretty much.
I don't think very much at all. It seems like
no. It was like
they were a drinking culture.
Yeah. And I think you know, even you know, New Jersey, like it's here, but it's mostly from New York, you know. So. There's a long way to go in terms of culture. New York had a culture. New York has a culture, weed culture for sure. I don't know like what that means, you know, like I don't know if when it goes legal in New York or it is legal or when it like dispensaries start opening, whether it'll feel like there's culture. It did at the collective at the Empire Cannabis Club. I felt like there was some, you know, some good culture-y vibes.
There were some good vibes at Empire State Cannabis.
But if you're not like, I feel like a state like California or Colorado or like these states that have had medicinal in for a while, they're used to selling it. They're used to selling weed. They know how to grow it for sale, for large scale sale, you know, big enough to turn a profit at least. And big weed companies or Chads or like states that don't have a cannabis culture to begin with, I think it's kind of an uphill battle for them to, it's bad for mom and pops for sure. Like it's worse for them, but for somebody like a Chad, like I feel like, you know, you come from fucking real estate or something and you're just like, oh, I'm going to open up a fucking weed shop in Gloucester. And like, you know, it's like, you don't know how to grow weed or you don't know
about the quality
hit, you know, you don't know how to sell weed. You don't know what weed does for people, you know what I mean?
What there's it just stuff taste that has like.
Right. What, like, exactly. Like, what people really benefit from, what the culture needs, you know, like, there's integrity for sure. You know, like, that's a funny joke in South Park, absolutely. But there is integrity. And,
it's,
like,
it's
we
real.
Could sound like douchebags saying it, but that's why we do the show. And, like, I do believe that when you sell the OG, but the OG's got no integrity because it's true. Like that's how it goes. You just call something an OG for God's sake. You can't call something an OG if you're growing it in New York. I don't think. I just don't think.
Well, this dude took a lot of pictures. I let him take pictures. You're allowed to. He's like, can I take some pictures? Because the products that we have on like out on display and on the shelves are, it's overwhelming. I mean, we have a lot of every kind of thing, every kind of product you can think of. There's a lot of flowers. There's a lot of vape cartridges. There's so many edibles. And he was kind of overwhelmed. So, and he's like, this does not happen. You have like in Massachusetts, you have a few samples out.
Yeah.
You order.
Yeah. I went to
it's
that
fulfilled
dispensary.
Behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happened when you went to the Massachusetts dispensary?
It was during COVID. So it was definitely like probably even more different, but I waited outside for a minute and they walked me in. There was a receptionist who was clearly the manager. And then I went into like the room. It's kind of like a bank. It reminded me of like a bank. And it was like Vegas was like that too. Like you just go to like the counter and they kind of give you like a menu and there was some samples, but I didn't it was COVID, so nothing was out anyway.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to smell like, anything.
No, and I was just like, I want to, and I saw those little one-hitter thingies. You know what I might have done? I might have put in an online order. I think that's what I did. But either way, people were walking in, like, just going up to the counters. It was like an interaction like that. So you talk to the bud tender, and then they go back, and they take, they get your shit, and then you pay for it. And then you're like, okay, bye. But there's no, like, it's not a lot of choice, for sure. There's, like, four strains. It was like, it was not a lot.
And, you know, at the same time, this person came in, and they were enticed by our $2 joint. But they were asking me, he was asking me about terpene profiles and everything. I was like, dude, I don't really like to dissuade people from buying things, but the things you're asking me do not apply to this particular item. And it is a $2 pre-roll. So with that being said, I will get you one if, but I feel like you're going to be mad at me.
Well, I mean, you got to know that the $2 pre-roll is going to be.
And then I got him something nice, and he left happy, and it was great. It was actually a great interaction, and it was good to talk to people.
You know, it's hopeful that like maybe the culture will, you know, just start to develop. Like you, if the right people are in it, like it's a shame that like there is corruption. Like I said, everywhere is going to be corruption. Just anywhere, especially in like cannabis. There's a lot of greed and shit, but that sucks when it's your first, it's like your first day of school, you know, and you're cheating on the test. Like I think it was Holyoke, actually. It was my husband's hometown or something like by it, like the sheriff. Like,
oh yeah.
Like
one of the
stole money or something.
City officials was taking bribes.
Yeah. Like, and what? Like,
there was a
like
whole,
so, yeah. And obviously, so, like I said, there's shit that happens in every industry. But it's a bummer that, like, your first day of school, you fail the test or you cheat on the test. And then you're, you know, you're kind of having to, like, climb so many, you know, hurdles just to get your business in order anyway. But Massachusetts is on its way. I mean, it really is. I'm going to go to a dispensary there this week, this Tuesday. So I will report back.
I want a full report on my desktop.
Oh, I will on your desktop. Okay. I will do that. Yeah. I have hope for Massachusetts. I joke with Massachusetts, but I do hope that it, I mean, you know, at least they're, you know, willing to embrace it, embrace the culture. It would be really cool to see some local strains from these states. If any of these East Coast states other than Massachusetts gets it together and starts to like really cultivate, it would be really cool to see like a truly.
Yeah. I want to know what's the Boston strain, a very local Boston strain.
For sure. Larry, that's where we want to be. Is where.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about Boston.
But come on, Massachusetts, you can create your own strains. I know you have it in you.
They do. I have hope. Massachusetts is an innovative state. Well, good luck, Massachusetts. We're going to take a break. we have a lot of hope for 2022 and the culture. We just do our little part in the culture, but we do it for the culture.
We love cannabis, if you didn't
know. We do. Yeah, I don't know if you knew, but we kind of love it. We'll be right back. We're going to do a Huff and Puff. This was actually not as cranky as I thought it was going to be. This was a hopeful little segment, so I feel good about that. Okay, we'll be right back.
The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
We're back with the final Huff and Puff. That's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And okay, we are huffing and puffing about, so this is an old, the same old story, but the VA and we just like don't have a good relationship because As we know, we've heard, weed is still federally illegal.
Yes.
So the VA being a federally run program.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a government hospital.
The VA hospital is pretty closely tied with government. So it would be difficult for the VA to, you know, sell, dispense weed or prescribe weed or have much to do with weed. I understand that. I'm not like stupid. It's all of it's stupid. But when veterans come out and they say that they find relief from cannabis, from their PTSD, something that they've done for our country, how they've sacrificed so much. And we as a country can't find it in our hearts to give them at least like safe access to get like state weed. There's so much stigma around it and so much like you can't even like say you smoke weed if you're a veteran to get veteran benefits. They don't deny you technically, but they don't make you feel really good about using weed. And a lot of veterans, and I'm talking most veterans, find relief from PTSD and trauma and anxiety and pain and all the stuff that you get as a side effect from serving your country. And it would be cool if we could figure this the fuck out. There's people that it went on. There was like a House Rules Committee. And there was like a thing that passed in September, like with banking and stuff like that. So there was like talks and debates, but stuff is still being blocked. And I don't really understand why. Like, why?
You know, the federal prohibition of cannabis is impeding research. And we know that cannabis helps vets with their PTSD and many, many other issues. But PTSD is a very important one.
It's a big one. It's a big deal.
Totally. So I thought initially that veterans were not allowed they're not allowed to be prescribed from the VA. They are. And we just found out that veterans who admit that they use cannabis cannot be denied their benefits. So that's like a little bit of progress. And yeah, vets are encouraged to talk to their healthcare providers about their use of cannabis so they can adjust their treatments.
All of these like veterans advocates groups are fighting the good fight, you know what I mean? Literally. And like, it seems exhausting, you know what I mean? It seems like this is like one thing that they should be able to have relief in. And I'm a little bummed on the progress here, you know? Like, I'm glad that it seems that has gotten at least like they won't like penalize you for smoking weed, take away benefits anymore.
But
that's neat, I guess. But still,
they won't help you. They won't help you get your medical cannabis.
My big thing is safe access. You know, everything is safe access. Veterans have all sorts of trauma, and the least we can do is give them safe access to relief. And we can't, you know, there might be a veteran who does not respond well to cannabis, and we need to know more about that. You know, we need to know more about why maybe this dose of THC doesn't work for this sort of ailment. And we can't, because we can't. And it's like, it's just a bummer. It's just like, I wish we could figure this out. There's so much static, you know what I mean? In the White House. And like there's so much static in the White House.
The VA has no problem prescribing opioids, antidepressants, anti-anxieties medication, no problem at all. And right. all of these medications
right. well,
are
that's what
like
we were saying.
1,000 times more harmful
right.
than using cannabis to relieve your ailments.
That's what we were saying to Steve, that yes. or with Steve, how his big thing in his documentary, what was it called? Unprescribed?
Unprescribed.
That's what he's seeing. You know, you see people going through the opioid crisis all around the country, and that just being like Paxil, that just being like still, prescribed for so long as people are committing suicides, and something like weed, where the suicide rate is much lower, is just being criminalized for no reason. And it's a shame. It shouldn't be this way. I don't know how this is like going to be better other than like advocates and advocacy and like writing your congresspeople, you know, like, I think there's so much that's not understood about weed and the industry and people who are in the government. I just don't think it's understood just yet. I really don't. I don't think anybody, I think a lot of the government thinks that weed doesn't matter, that we shouldn't really be looking at it at all. I think they have bigger fish to fry.
You know, here's the one thing with cannabis is that all of these studies have focused on the harm of that cannabis causes. And a lot of the studies don't necessarily focus on the benefits but we need the science to back up these things that we already know. And most of the others, this, like I said, the studies are focusing on the negative effects. And so if you're going to constantly focus on the negative effects, you will find some or manufacture them.
Or I just think like there's something to be said about the credibility of things. Like, you know, if so many veterans are saying like this gives me relief, and maybe a few others are saying, whoa, weed makes me feel anxious and paranoid or whatever, like, or weed makes me lose sleep or whatever, as opposed to how many other people are saying, I actually get sleep when I smoke, or I, you know, is if I have an anxiety attack and I smoke, I feel better. You see that so much. And I think we have to watch that Weed 6 on CNN. There was an autism thing. Weed is clearly anecdotally benefiting people. It's not like we're making it up in our stoner heads just to like get weed legalized. It's a real thing. And I just think the government doesn't care at this point. And this is all just a bunch of like quacking and, you know,
it is.
The government does give a shit about the VA. Like, I mean, that's how it's been for so long, you know, like the VA is a mess. Like, yeah, the government's going to be like,
like, oh yeah, go ahead.
They can't even get it together with cannabis in general. You think they're going to not fuck up how to give veterans relief? Of course they're not. The way they've managed to fuck the people who have served our country is really a huge bummer,
it's a shame.
Not allowing safe access to wet marijuana. It's super gross and it's super sad. The one thing I hope is that maybe the stigma or the restrictions of like, you know, being able to get weed to veterans in the VA, I hope that's lifted. I hope that's one of the first places where it's lifted, you know.
Over the last several years, bills have been introduced into Congress to try to, you know, smooth things out. The VA Medicinal Cannabis Research Act, mm-hmm. the Veterans Medicinal Marijuana Safe Harbor Act, mm-hmm. Veterans Equal Access Act. And none of those have all stalled.
Yeah,
they're pushed aside. The government really needs to get it together to serve our veterans better, because they served their country and they deserve to be fucking treated.
Did the ultimate thing. Like, they did the ultimate thing. The ultimate thing.
Sacrifice their bodies.
Them to do. They sacrificed their entire bodies and their minds and their families, man. And you can't just make this okay for them. You can't make research available, science. the thing that veterans know the most is how to get shit done. You can't just do that for them. Get it together, Congress. I don't like your shit. I'm over it. I'm fucking over it. Okay, the show's over. But we could talk about this for a long time.
The show is over.
Yes, the show is over. Follow us on Twitter, Cool Nerd Weed. Follow us on Instagram, Cool Nerd Weed Show. Have a happy and safe fucking holidays. Maybe we'll do a live this week, but we won't see you before the Christmas. And we hope that you have a great, great holiday. Smoke some trees, spend some time with your family, or if you're spending it solo dolo, have some Chinese food. What are you going to do? You working?
Yeah, I'm working. I'm working. I'll be out there serving the community.
So you're selling weed. Go get weed from TS. Give him some mashed potatoes and some roast beef. You should go to Cantor's after that.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
don't panic.
I got you. It's organic. It's everybody. Yeah. Don't panic, everybody.